brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, April 6, 2025. Bishop Fenwick student has been indicted on a murder charge, and a ballot question seeks to repeal the recreational pot law. Cloudy, windy, upper 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:05 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, the Bishop Fenwick student who is accused of breaking into a Danvers woman's home and stabbing her to death last month was indicted in Salem Superior Court Thursday. 18-year-old Anthony DeMaio of Lynn was indicted by a grand jury on charges of murder and home invasion. He's scheduled to be arraigned in Superior Court on May 11 at 9:30 a.m. DeMaio was originally arraigned on these charges in Salem District Court on March 13, the day after he was arrested for the murder of 68-year-old Janet Swallow in what investigators called a seemingly random killing. Caitlin D. reports in the Newburyport Daily News, local dispensaries in Salisbury are concerned about a proposed ballot question that would repeal laws which legalize the retail sale of recreational marijuana in Massachusetts. The November ballot initiative, called An Act to Restore a Sensible Marijuana Policy, is looking to change the type and amount of marijuana that may legally be possessed in Massachusetts by repealing the laws that legalize, regulate, and tax the retail sale of additional recreational use of marijuana in Massachusetts. Previously, Massachusetts residents voted by a wide margin to legalize recreational marijuana for people over the age of 21 back in 2016. Now, those in the recreational marijuana business are preparing to defend their industry. Tom Reagan, CEO of Root and Bloom and Road Trip Dispensary Cannabis Businesses based in Salisbury, said he was not expecting to see a ballot question like this put forth. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon talks about former Mayor Mary Ann Clancy.
One thing that came out last week that I'm happy to share here is that Mary Ann Clancy was retiring from the Institution for Savings after 20 years as Vice President of Marketing. And, you know, for the last several weeks, they've had a huge send-off for her because she's been so impactful at the bank for a lot of things, you know, really taking that bank to the next level, really championing financial literacy and education throughout the region. And plus, never mind, you know, she was a former mayor before that, right? So she's been so impactful that way. The bank, because, you know, they had recently just donated money to the Rec Center project, they decided, their board of directors decided to voted on naming the gym after Mary Ann Bresnahan Clancy. And so that was unveiled to her at her retirement party last week. So that was a really nice event. Her whole family was there, almost her whole family was there. But, you know, for a family like the Bresnahans and the Clancys who have given a lot to this community, it was really a good tie-in with Mary Ann as well, because she was really instrumental in the beginnings of the Youth Services Department, which eventually became our Recreation and Youth Services Department. So it was really a perfect ending to that, you know, Mary Ann Clancy arc with the city. And what an honor to have that in her name for generations to come here in Newburyport. But that project is moving right along. We're still planning on, you know, completion by, you know, end of October, early November, and then move in sometime in November. So I'll keep you posted on that. The project manager of that project is, as you know, is my interim DPS director, Kim Turner. I have put her appointment for the permanent position into city council. We had her appointment come up in the Public Works and Safety meeting, and that was a committee of the whole. So I think we had 9 out of 11 councilors there, and the response I got was incredibly positive.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, Rockport residents who are registered town voters will stream into the gymnasium at Rockport High School this Saturday for an annual town meeting when they will consider the 24 article warrant. Doors to the school, 24 Jordan's Lane, will open at 7:45 a.m. Chief among the articles are financing for the town and schools, a number of planning and zoning questions, and a non-binding citizen's petition that seeks to curb the authority of the Trump administration. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, over the weekend, several high school baseball teams got their seasons underway. Beverly edged Danvers 5-4 in 9 innings. Cal McKay drove home the game-winning run with a sacrifice fly for the Panthers. Swampscott Blank Saugus 14-0 with Jameson Ford throwing a 10-run rule shortened game. No hitter for the Big Blue. Manchester Essex shut out Marblehead 1-0. Cam Barber pitching 5 strong innings for the Hornets. Gloucester was an 11-0 win over Salem on a combined 5-inning no-hitter from Nico Elves and Pip Emerson. Essex Tech defeated Winthrop 12-2 with Liam Waterman picking up the win on the mound for the Hawks. Linfield ripped up 12 hits in its 6-2 win over Lynn Classical. Lynn Tech was a 7-3 winner over Rockport. Jonas Perez struck out 8 batters for the win, and Yendal Diaz earned the save for the Tigers. Salem has named Sam Josie of St. John's Prep as Boys Wrestler of the Year. The Girls Wrestler of the Year is Alexia Coleman of Salem High School. In the pros, the Red Sox lost to the Padres 8-6 yesterday. Red Sox host the Brewers tonight. The Celtics beat the Raptors 115-111 yesterday. Bruins lost to the Flyers 2-1. Both the Celtics and the Bruins are off tonight. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.